Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Anyone can be tested for COVID-19, and same-day appointments are often available. Average turnaround time is between 2 and 3 days. Testing is critical to help contain the spread of COVID-19. It is vital to know if a person has the virus so they can remain isolated until they are no longer contagious. This helps keep case numbers low. We need our case rate and positivity rates to drop so we can move into a less restrictive tier. And testing is a way we can all help with that. You can make an appointment at lhi.care/COVID testing.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available at Walmart.
Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, guys, what are you working on this weekend? If it's your house, you are in exactly the right place because we're here to help you get those projects done. Whether it is inside or out, upside or down, you find yourself because you don't know what to do first, give us a call. We'd love to help. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, Leslie, last night at about 11 p.m., somebody came up to my door and knocked. That was kind of freaky, right?
That's weird.
And I gingerly turned the light on, and it's hard to recognize people because everyone's wearing masks. I opened the door a little bit. It turned out it was my neighbor from like 3 or 4 houses down. She got locked out of her house.
But still, and I guess she didn't have a phone. Was she walking the dog or something?
She was getting something out of her car, and the thing was she had one of those locks that has the buttons on it.
Oh, like mine, where we get locked out often?
And yes. The buttons froze, so they wouldn't work.
Weird.
So I head over to her house, and I got my WD-40, and I'm spraying the lockdown, and it wouldn't budge. And so, you know, I was about ready to, you know, try to jimmy the lock. I said, you know what, let me just check the rest of the doors. And sure enough, the patio door was open. So I got her in. But, you know, it got me thinking that...
It got you thinking that clearly your neighbor has an issue with the doors.
Well, I'm sure she's not alone either.
No, I know.
You know, it's a nice, convenient thing to have because, you know, people use the code to get in. But, you know, one of the things that we've done is we have a lock box. I think it's made by Master Lock. It's like a steel box that's really, really strong. And you could put that somewhere outside your house. It's got its own combination. You can keep a spare key in there. So there are other ways to kind of prevent this sort of thing from happening to you. But I just thought, boy, that's kind of a weird situation, but I bet it happens to a lot of people, and I ought to mention it. Hey, if you've had something like that or something similar happen and you've got a solution, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Got a great show planned for you today. First up, snap, crackle, and pop. Now, that's a sound that sounds good when it comes from your breakfast cereal, right? But when it comes from your water heater, maybe not so much. We're going to dive into the causes of noisy heating systems and banging pipes or toilets that flush mysteriously all by themselves.
And if there's one thing in our home that we want to be pure and fresh every time we reach for it, it's our water. But that's not always the case. We're going to explain how to offset the odor and hopefully get rid of it altogether.
And if your vintage home has some, well, maybe vintage wallpaper that's starting to peel apart, we're going to have some tips on easy fixes to help you preserve the past.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share expert tips to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So let's get started. Give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we'll call you back the next time we are. And you can also post your questions at MoneyPIT.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Daniel in Washington is in love with his older home's windows, but needs some help working on them. What can we do for you?
I want to know how I can remove them without destroying them or having to cut off the weights and letting them fall in the wall, as I was told that's what I have to do.
Well, why do you want to preserve the weights, Dan?
Well, my biggest fear is they're upstairs windows, and I don't want them to cause any damage when I cut them loose, and I just want to pull them out intact, I guess, for seeing what exactly they are. They're being used for weights.
Yeah, you don't have to worry too much about that. How old is your house, Dan?
It was built in 1900.
Okay. So the weights themselves are these sort of round tubular pieces of solid cast metal, and I wouldn't worry about letting them drop. They're only going to drop to sort of the bottom of the wall cavity. They're not really going to do any damage. They'll drop down a couple of feet and stop. But what you do is cut those cords or disconnect the chains, let the weights drop, pull out the pulleys, take out the upper and the lower sash, and then you insert the replacement window into the rest of the wood sort of old window frame that's left. That's the smart move because it's very easy to do. You don't have to tear up any siding or anything like that. You basically just take apart the operable sashes and slip the new replacement windows inside, which you can do because all replacement windows are basically built to fit. That's the way the technology is designed to work. You know, if you put in an order for replacement windows, they put all the numbers into a computer, and it spits out the window at the other end of the assembly line, and you just slip them in, and you're done. It's a very easy installation. You need to be really careful on the measuring, though, and I would have the company that you're buying the windows from do the measuring to make sure you get it right. But not to worry about the weights. Not a big deal.
And it's funny you mentioned that. He actually did come out and look at them, and he told me that he wouldn't be able to give me the measurements to get the windows myself because when they order them, the guys that install them have to do any work that's needed to make them fit properly because he just takes a rough measurement.
Hmm.
So was he just giving you an estimate? Was he there to measure for an estimate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes sense. Plus, I got to tell you, every company does a little bit different. So if you buy it from manufacturer A, they may measure one way, and manufacturer B might measure it slightly differently. So whoever you buy these from, they have to do the exact measurements. He may have just been measuring so he knows how to price, you know, the order, but it may have to be measured again before you actually do the order.
Plus, they're, you know, the numbers are really guarded. He might be thinking that if he gives you the exact measurements, you're going to turn around and go to another company or order them yourself and try to do it yourself.
Which you really couldn't do because what if he has the numbers wrong? You'll end up paying for windows that don't fit.
So if we already did, I measured the frame on the windows, not the window itself, and we did just put the order in. So I could be in trouble here.
Are you going to put them in yourself?
Yeah, because it's... half the cost of the windows was the labor to put them in.
Well, how did you know how to measure them? Did you get advice from who you bought the windows from?
Yeah, he told me to measure the frame, not the window, not the part of the window that moves, but he said the frame itself.
Right.
And he said that's the numbers that they would use if they sent somebody out. And then he offered, because it was free, and went to send somebody out. And when the guy showed up, he did the kind of, you know, whoa, hold on, I just kind of give them rough numbers and they do what they need to make them fit from there.
What I would do if I was normally ordering windows is I would get the advice on how exactly they need to be ordered. I would take the measurements and order them to fit. You know, if that's what you did and you followed their instructions, you should be okay. But the thing is, if you got it wrong, you're going to get a window that doesn't fit and you're going to have a problem. But as long as you follow their instructions, then you should be okay.
All right. It just kind of made me worry when the guy that showed up here gave me a different story than the guy down at the store.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, they're all experts. They all have their way.
And clearly they're not talking to each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's, like I said, that was the part that scared me and why I wanted to get some advice on this.
All right. Well, I hope that helps you out, Daniel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And in Georgia, you are on the line with the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, my house was built back in the 60s, and I know now when they put up drywall, they use drywall screws.
Yep.
But back then, they used a hammer.
Yep,
and I've got these dings on the walls and on the ceiling, and I've tried to put you know, spackle over the top of them and scrape it off and sand it and paint it, and there they are. They come right back again. Is there anything I can do to sort of cover it, or do I have to take down all the drywall?
No. Are you sure it's a hammer ding and not a nail pop? Does it seem like it's raised, or does it seem like it's recessed?
They're recessed.
Okay, so the solution here is spackling, but it's not just a one-shot thing. What you want to do is put multiple coats of spackle on, and so you start, and you can go out to a home center or a hardware store, and you can buy plastic spackle knives that are basically disposable. So you start out with one that's about 2 inches, then you go to one that's about 4 or 5 inches, then you go with one that's like 6 or 8 inches wide, and if you put on 3 layers like that, you'll fill it in, it'll be absolutely flat. But you can't just stop there. If you're going to start doing this around the house, you're going to have to repaint all of those surfaces, and you should prime them first, because if not, you're going to get different absorption between the areas that were newly spackled and the old ones, and that will result in sort of like a weird kind of glazing or sort of shade difference with the way the paint kind of takes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, if you have one that looks like it's cracked, what Leslie was talking about were called nail pops.
Uh-huh.
And frankly, that's much more likely than the dents you're describing, unless you just happen to have a really over-aggressive guy with a hammer that put that thing together back in the 60s.
Those dents are haunting you 50 years later.
Yeah. The nail pops, you could put another nail next to the one that sort of stuck out and drive it in, and that the second nail will hold in the first nail. But remember, it's really key that you sand, prime, and paint to make this all go away. And lastly, the type of paint you use is critical. Make sure you use flat paint. Do not use anything with a sheen, because when you put something with a sheen on a wall, any defect in the wall becomes magnified when the light hits it.
Well, that's great advice.
All right, Ann, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. We are standing by 24/7 to lend you a hand with pretty much whatever you're working on at your house or thinking about working on, or maybe you see your neighbor doing and you're like, what's that? Do I need to do that? We're here, guys. We've heard it all, and we're ready to answer.
888-666-3974. Up next, is your house making some weird noises? Are you afraid it might be signaling a problem waiting to happen? We're going to share some sound solutions for your banging pipes and your banging ducts and your creaky floors and all of that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit. Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects. Delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab.
QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair? Maybe you're starting a decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Subscribe now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Billy in Texas is on the line with some deck building questions. What can we do for you today?
My question is, what wood should I build it out of to last longer? Redwood, the treated timber. I don't know, I've had buddies tell me I needed to go with the Louisiana wood.
Your options are treated wood, a decay or disease-resistant wood like redwood or cedar, or composite. You wouldn't use untreated wood because it would rot quickly. But, I mean, here's the thing. If you like real natural-looking wood, then there's no reason not to use treated wood. If you want to step it up a little bit, you could use redwood or cedar. It's going to be an expensive upgrade. But no matter what kind of wood you use, you will have to treat it. Because even if you use redwood or cedar, if you don't put a seal or a stain on there, it's going to fade because of the sun, and it's going to splinter and break down and crack. So if you're going to go with wood, you're going to have to use a solid color stain on there to make sure it's preserved. Now, the other option, which you didn't mention, is composite. And if you go with composite decking, then there's really almost no maintenance that you have to do to it. Sometimes it gets a little dirty, has to be scrubbed, but it doesn't crack, it doesn't check, it doesn't twist. It's always comfortable under bare feet. It's going to be a little more expensive, but when you add up the cost of the wood and the maintenance and the stain and all of that.
Well, and the physical cost of actually doing the maintenance.
That's right. Maybe not so much. So those would be the pros and cons of going with wood versus composite. But if you want something that's not going to have a lot of maintenance headaches and it's going to last a long time, I would definitely go with composite.
Well, all homes have a personality in terms of the noises that they make. I mean, certainly there are some strange noises that come from all different corners of the house, and sometimes they're just seasonal changes. Maybe it's the heating and cooling system kicking on and off, and just life in general. You know, there's a lot going on that we usually don't think about, but sometimes those sounds can be a predictor of a potential problem.
Yeah, that's right. So, for example, if your water heater is making a gurgling sound, it's usually caused by rust or sediment or mineral buildup in the tank. And while that's not a major problem by itself, it's more common in older water heaters because they're more prone to rust and that buildup. So you really ought to be checking the age.
Now, the average life of a water heater is about 10 years old. So to figure out how old your unit is, take a look at the serial number. It's going to be listed on that data plate right on the unit itself. In most cases, the first two digits are the year the heater was manufactured. Now, checking that out, if it seems to be getting close to 10 years, it'll be less expensive to replace the unit before you need to pay a plumber overtime to replace it in the middle of the night when you've got no hot water and a big mess on your hands.
Definitely. Now, if your toilet flushes on its own, it usually means the flush valve, which is that rubber flapper thing in the bottom of the tank, is leaking. What happens is it lets water out into the bowl, and then when the tank gets low enough, the fill valve kicks in and refills the tank, and that's what results in that sort of mysterious flush. Now, if you want to confirm that the flush valve is actually the thing that's leaking, here's a little trick of the trade. You can open the top of the tank and pour a few drops of food coloring in the tank. Close it, and wait about 15 minutes or more, and if you see that food color show up in the bowl itself, the only way it's getting there is around a bad flapper. That means it's leaking and it needs to be replaced. Now, if that's the case, you'll need to drain the tank for the project, so I would suggest you replace both the fill and the flush valves at the same time. It's a very basic plumbing project, and parts won't cost more than about $15 or $20.
Yeah, it's a super confidence builder when it comes to a plumbing project, because you can definitely do it and you'll be so proud that you've accomplished it. Now, let's talk about how to quiet down those noisy pipes. Now, banging pipes are usually caused by a water hammer, which is essentially what happens when water is running through the pipes and then it suddenly stops when you close the valve. Now, if the pipes are loose, the momentum of that water is going to cause those pipes to shake, resulting in what is commonly called a water hammer. Now, there are two solutions. First of all, you've got to secure any loose pipes that you can easily access. And secondly, if that banging is really bad, you could have a plumber come in and install a water hammer arrestor, which does pretty much what it says. It's a shock absorber for your plumbing, and it helps it to stop making that sound altogether.
Yeah, and water hammer rarely causes pipes to leak, but it doesn't mean you need to put up with it, especially if the fix is as simple as securing those loose pipes.
Karen in Kansas has taken on a tiling project. How can we help you with that?
Yes, we were wondering the difference between the snapstone. What's the pros and cons of that and the traditional?
Well, I mean, the snapstone is an easy installation. It's really aimed at DIYers, and it makes it a lot easier to put it together. I mean, you don't have to align them because you'll get, like, sort of perfect quarter-inch
or so. They're, like, gridded out already.
Yeah, you get, like, perfect grout lines with it. You can actually physically take them apart and reuse them if you want, but it's just a lot easier for a DIYer to install them. Are you going to do this yourself?
Yes, we were going to try starting in our bathroom and see how it looked, and if it worked, if we could do it right, then we were going to continue on into the kitchen and dining room.
Well, what you're probably going to need to do is rent a wet saw, because cutting the tile is what separates the pros from the DIYers. You know, if you don't have the right tools, it's really easy. If you don't, it's just not, and tiling is very unforgiving. But if it's a small area, a small project, and you've never done tile before, I think, you know, going with the snapstone is probably a good first attempt. It'll be probably more forgiving than if you did it with regular tile.
Cost-wise, I mean, how long would it last compared to the other, do you think?
I think it should last the same time, which is pretty much indefinitely.
Really?
I mean, the only downside I can see is that you've only got 11 tile choices, so you got to like what they've got. Whereas if you're installing tile in a traditional sense, you know, sky's the limit as far as tile choice, layout, pattern, design, everything. You know, so if you're okay with something, you know, in their color palette, which seems like a good run, you know, it looks like there could be something for your job, you know, then I say do it.
Okay, well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair, a decor question, a home improvement question, whatever it is. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if there's one thing in our home that we want to be sure is fresh every time we're reaching for it, it's our water. Now, if your water smells less than fresh, we're going to explain how you can offset that odor when the Money Pit returns.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good
renovated homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, do you love your home, but sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing money into for home improvements and repairs? Well, we get it, and we can help.
Call in your home improvement question now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Robert in Oregon's on the line and is having an issue with some plaster walls at his home. How can we help you?
Well, I was finishing a room in my bedroom, and after applying the plaster, some of the plaster was coming off after I painted it. But originally, I did the living room, which was my first job, and I mixed it a bunch of the plaster, imperial plaster, and, of course, I mixed too much, and it got hard, you know. So I learned not to mix so much because you can only use so much during a certain time, you know, before it sets up. So anyway, in the next room, I, you know, drywalled it, finished it, and then I used a product called Plaster Weld, which is supposed to be a primer for the plaster.
Right. Plaster Weld is a bonding agent.
Right.
And you use this on top of drywall, is that correct?
Yes.
Was it new drywall?
Yeah, new drywall.
Okay.
But I primed the walls first.
Okay.
And then put the plaster weld over that.
Okay.
And then mixed up my plaster, it was imperial plaster, and applied it, and finished it all up and troweled it to the, you know, the texture I wanted. And then we went back, my wife and I, and touched up a few spots, and then let it dry overnight. Then we put a primer on it, and while putting the primer on it, some of the plaster was coming off.
First of all, I would not have primed the drywall.
Uh-huh.
I don't really see a reason to do that. I mean, you prime the drywall to control adhesion and to stop the absorption, I should say, of the new paint, the top coat of paint, and to get an even sheen. But you weren't really concerned about sheen because you intended to do a plaster coat. You were basically building what's called plaster lath. This is the way homes were done in the 50s, where you have a drywall base, and then you put a plaster coat on top of that. The bonding agent was the right thing to do, but that should have gone directly onto the drywall. Now you put the drywall on, then you put a primer over that, and then you put the bonding agent on top of that. So now you have to get the bonding agent to stick to the primer. And that's a little more difficult than getting it to stick to the raw drywall. So I think you've got a situation now where you're going to have this problem potentially repeating itself. So I hate to tell you this, but what I might do is put another layer of drywall over this, real thin layer, and start again. You don't have to use half inch. You could use quarter inch just to skim it,
mm-hmm.
and then put the plaster over that.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if there's one thing in our home that we want to be pure and fresh every time we reach for it, it's our water. Now, if your water smells more like rotten eggs, there might be a simple solution. First of all, let's first talk about what that smell is. Now, when you smell that rotten egg smell, it's sulfur, and it tends to rear its stinky head most often in houses that are located on a ground water supply. And it happens because the groundwater can pick up hydrogen sulfide, which is a naturally occurring gas, and that hydrogen sulfide gets absorbed into the water and then comes into the house. It's not dangerous. It's not harmful to your health. It's just smells yucky and it's annoying.
Yeah. So now that we know, let's talk about how to treat it. If the smell seems to be coming from both hot and cold water, then you need to call your well contractor. They're going to install a filter that minimizes the sulfur that reaches your house. But if that smelly water is only coming from the hot side, what you need to do is to replace the sacrificial anode rod inside your hot water heater. Now, sacrificial anodes are made of magnesium, and that is what the hydrogen sulfide attacks, releasing that rotten egg smell and eating away at the rod at the same time.
Yep, and that's why they're called sacrificial.
That's right. They are laying down their lives for fresh-smelling water. So when you replace that old magnesium rod, yeah, you want to buy one, though, that is an aluminum sacrificial anode rod. These are more resistant to that hydrogen sulfite, and it's going to get the job done without risk of so much sulfur sticking to them and then ultimately being released back into your home and making your water smell stinky. Those rods, they're pretty affordable. They're about $30, and you can find them at any plumbing supply location.
Now we've got Lou from North Carolina on the line who's dealing with a water pressure issue. How can we help you today?
I don't have any water pressure in my house, and I wonder how to make the water pressure higher.
Now, has this always been a problem, or is it a recent problem?
I think it's always been a problem.
Yeah. How old is your house, Lou?
43 years old.
Is it a well water system or is it a city water system?
I don't know.
Do you pay a water bill?
Yeah.
All right, so it's city water then if you're paying a water bill. So then what I would do is this. I would start by having the water pressures checked at the street and find out what the water pressure is coming into your house. It needs to be between about 50 and 80 pounds or so to give you decent water pressure. If there's good water pressure at the street, then we have to go inside and start to figure out where it's being restricted. It could be by the pipe, it could be by the water valve, or it could be by fixtures. But if it's evenly poor across the entire house, it's more likely to be somewhere near the main water valve. It could be partially closed, it could be obstructed with mineral deposits. But I would start by contacting the water company and tell them that the water pressure in your house is not acceptable, and then have them test the water pressure at the main for where it comes into your house and see what's going on. It could be that there's a problem at the main that they could fix right there without even having to come in your house. Okay, Lou?
Okay, I'll contact them.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
If you've got a home repair or home improvement question, give us a call 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, do you know what steps to take when your wallpaper begins to peel? We're going to walk you through it when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, did you know that the Money Pit has a podcast? And did you know that it's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time?
Well, we do, and we have. For helpful how-to tips in every episode, subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Jim in Arkansas is on the line with a chimney question. How can we help you today?
Well, the reason I called is because I have an issue with my fireplace. It's just a regular wood burner. It doesn't have an insert in it. And I want to seal the chimney for health and energy loss reasons. You know, I was thinking about putting a steel plate on the top, because here in the Ozarks, whenever we get bad weather and that wind is howling, it sounds like a freight train coming through my fireplace, and I have quite a bit of a draft. And the damper, you know, just does not hold, you know, securely enough, so I don't get that air through there. I was wondering, can you give me some advice as to who to contact, if it's feasible to do something like this? Is safety a concern?
It's certainly feasible to do this project. It's sort of the kind of project that you got to be a bit creative with, because what you're going to want to do is try to form some sort of weather-tight shield across the top of the flue. I would tell you that whatever you do to this, make it removable, because chances are if you sell this house at some point in the future, you know, somebody might find it really attractive to have a fireplace there in the Ozarks and want to, you know, reactivate this chimney, so to speak. So however you seal it across the top, you got to find an easy way to do that. You know, one thing that comes to mind is that there's a damper that fits in the top of a chimney liner, and it's sort of like a weighted heavy metal door. And the way it's activated is that there's a stainless steel cable that goes down through the middle of the chimney, and it's hooked onto the side of the fireplace. And when you release the cable, the door flops open. So that would be a way to put a device up there that's really designed for a flue and will serve the dual purpose of sealing off the draft from the top.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for giving me the time, and I love your show. Listen to it 2 hours every Sunday morning.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's nice to hear. We appreciate it.
Well, if your home has vintage wallpaper that you've been enjoying for many, many years, but now it's got seams that are peeling or paper that's bubbling, you might be able to preserve it, and here's how. Now, both pre-pasted and traditional wallpaper might begin to peel in the places where the two strips meet. With the pre-pasted paper, the adhesive might not have been fully applied during the manufacturing process, and seams also become loose if too much paste was squeezed out of that seam during the installation. You know, when you're sort of like squeegeeing that wallpaper flat and going back and forth with the brush one, it kind of like comes out of the seams, and sometimes you just push out too much, which is also bad. Well, regardless of how this has happened, you can start the repair process by gently pulling back that wallpaper to where it's kind of still fully adhered to the wall. And then using a small artist paintbrush and wallpaper seam adhesive, you want to spread the adhesive onto the wall under the seam. Next, you're going to smooth the wallpaper back down over that adhesive and use a small wooden seam roller to flatten it completely, and then a damp cloth or sponge to wipe up any sort of leftover adhesive that might have squeezed out onto the paper. And that's important, too, because you don't want it to stain the paper, but don't wipe away too much. It's a delicate balance, but you'll get it.
Yeah, I mean, you think you're doing a good job by, like, rolling that seam really hard, but then you're pushing out the paste at the same time. Now, if you're seeing bubbles in the paper, that's a different situation. Those are most likely caused by trapped air that wasn't fully purged and smoothed away from under that wallpaper when it was first put up. So before you attempt the fix, just double check. You want to feel that bubbled area with your finger to make sure that it's like soft, indicating there's like air underneath. And you want to make sure that there's nothing trapped underneath. Sometimes you'll get like a nail pop that will push out, and that's just more wall, and you can't do anything about that. But once you confirm it's just air, then fill a small adhesive syringe with wallpaper adhesive. Insert the tip of the syringe through the paper. You might need to take like an X-Acto knife and make me a little tiny slit in it, and then inject some of that adhesive right under that bubble. And once you're done, smooth that paper down again with a seam roller, followed up with a damp cloth or sponge to get rid of any of the extra adhesive, and you probably will have bought yourself a few more years of enjoying that beautiful wallpaper.
Now we've got Nicole in Illinois on the line who needs to fix a crack in a wall. And you're saying it's from an earthquake? When did you have an earthquake in Illinois?
It was just a really small earthquake. We get them just randomly, about one or two a year.
Wow.
Because we're right on, there's some fault that's down south of us.
And now that fault has worked its way up into your wall. So what does it look like? How big of a crack is this that we need to fix?
It's about an 18-inch crack, and then that's going down from the ceiling, and then it goes diagonally up the wall and then hits the ceiling and then just moves horizontally on the ceiling for a couple of inches.
So it's 18 inches long altogether?
Yeah.
How old is the house?
It's not very old, like 99.
Okay, so it's a drywall crack then?
Yes.
Many people will simply spackle that, but the problem is that if you spackle that crack, the wall is now always going to move. And the walls always do move, but now that the wall has a crack, the two sides of that are going to move at different rates, and so the crack will reform. The way you stop that from happening is by taping over that crack with drywall tape and then spackling it. Now, taping with paper drywall tape can be a bit tricky, so there's a product out that's a perforated drywall tape that looks like a netting. It's like a sticky back netting, and that type of perforated tape is the best one to use, because you put the tape on first, and then you spackle over it. You want to do two or three coats, starting with smaller coats and then working wider as you go. And remember, the thinner the coat, the better. I'd rather you put on more coats than put on too much spackle, which too many people tend to do. Then it kind of gets all gooped up and piled up on your wall, and you'll see it forever. So thin coats, two or three thin coats, and that should do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Nicole. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7. Let us know what you're working on, and we'd love to give you a hand. We're standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, do you get stuck trying to pick the best paint colors for a painting project? Well, we're going to share some tips to help you get over the hump after this.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects or solve your DIY dilemmas at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, Cheryl from Rhode Island posted her question on MoneyPit.com. Now, she writes, my den has a vaulted ceiling with exposed styrofoam beams. They're painted black. The ceiling is white. The walls are yellow. I'd like to paint the styrofoam beams. What color do you suggest? I mean,
black, white, and yellow. It's a good place to start.
I think people just get so sort of stalled and confused when it comes time to pick out a paint color, whether it's for a wall, an accent color, whatever it might be. There's, you know, there's endless choices. So I think that's where people really get tripped up. Now, your beams are foam. Painting them in a solid color is kind of, you know, you're missing an opportunity to make them feel like the material that they're representing. And faux bois, or fake wood, as it comes to translate to, is not a terribly difficult technique to kind of master and get really good at in a short amount of time. There's tools for it that sort of get dragged through that make that wood grain. There's one that looks more like a rolling pattern that sort of seems to have more of, I would call it like a fingerprint that feels more like a wood grain. But there's others that have like a triangle with three different widths of like triangle teeth on each side that you kind of drag through and mimic the graining of the wood. So I would start with, you know, one tone of brown as your base paint. Let that dry and then go in with either a tone lighter or a tone darker, depending on what type of wood you're trying to duplicate, and just make it look like it's real wood and go in like a brown tone that you like.
Yeah, sometimes you can use the really heavy cheesecloth to drag it through the finish when it's wet, and that sometimes makes it look like the grain is like standing up on the wood too. So there's lots of tricks and tips and techniques like that, and you can really make it look like wood.
Yeah, and it's a fun project to do.
All right, Alan in Pennsylvania is seeing some ice inside his windows. He says that my replacement windows are about 10 years old. I notice they freeze or frost up about a half inch on the bottom of the top window. Every year it gets a little bigger. Is there a moisture problem or a window problem or no problem at all? Well, Alan, I think what you're seeing is condensation that has gotten into that window because the pane, the seal between the panes has leaked, as they do over the years. And, you know, in the warmer weather, you may not be seeing much of it in terms of the humidity or water droplets, but in the winter, apparently you're seeing a lot more, and that's what's freezing. I mean, the good news is your windows are a little less efficient, but they're not hugely inefficient. It might be indication of a time to think about replacing them, but that's what's causing them, and the only fix here is to get new windows.
And you know what, Alan, I know replacing windows can tend to be an expensive project, but sort of tackle this in stages. That's totally acceptable. Think about, you know, doing one side of the house first, which side is in the most disrepair or giving you the hardest time. Start with that side, do that, wait a little while, do the next one. It's not something you have to sort of go all in. You're not going to save a tremendous amount of money by getting everything at once. So do what you can within your budget, and it'll really work out well for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you're mostly concerned about heating bills, then do the north side and the east side first. If you are more concerned about saving on air conditioning bills, then do the south side and the west side. Totally up to you. It's a pretty straightforward, easy project these days. You know, they're called replacement windows, but actually all those windows are custom made by default, and you're going to find that they're much more efficient than the ones that you have right now.
Just measure carefully, and if you don't think you can, get someone to do it for you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have questions about projects you'd like to get done around your house, remember you can reach out to us in a couple of ways, either by calling us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, posting your question at moneypit.com, or posting your question at facebook.com/themoneypit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call in.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden says Senate approval of a COVID-19 relief bill will provide economic and health care assistance to deal with the pandemic.
Speaking from the White House after the party line vote, the president reminded Americans that he had promised help was on the way when he took office.
I can say we've taken one more giant step forward in delivering on that promise that help is on the way.
The $1.9 trillion package includes money for direct stimulus payments, unemployment benefits, and COVID vaccines and testing. Republicans opposed the bill, arguing it was packed with pork barrel spending. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Government is ready to open two new mass vaccination sites, one in Atlanta, Georgia at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, home of the Atlanta Falcons, and the other one at Wolstein Center in Cleveland, Ohio. They'll have the capacity to provide 60,000 COVID shots per day. A federal judge delivers a blow to the effort to get the federal government to recognize the Equal Rights Amendment.
Federal District Judge Rudolph Contreras on Friday evening dismissed a lawsuit brought by the Attorneys General of Virginia, Nevada, and Illinois to recognize Virginia's Equal Rights Amendment ratification vote last year as the 38th state to do so, forcing the federal government to add the ERA to the Constitution. Contreras ruled that the vote came well after a 1982 deadline set by Congress. The attorneys general argued in their suit that the deadline was not binding. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring says he is considering an appeal. He's called on the Biden administration as well as members of Congress to work to finalize the ratification of the ERA. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey extending the mask mandate until April 9th, and state health officials are recommending people keep wearing masks in public after it expires. Check out the latest news, read the best analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
South Korea's central bank says the country's economy shrank for the first time in 22 years in 2020. This says the coronavirus pandemic destroyed service industry jobs and depressed consumer spending.
Preliminary data released by the Bank of Korea shows the country's gross domestic product last year contracted 1% from 2019. It marked the first annual contraction for the country's economy since 1998, when it was in the midst of a crippling financial crisis. The economy would have been even worse if not for the country's leading technology exports, which saw increased demand driven by personal computers and servers as the pandemic forced millions around the world to work at home.
Jeremy House reporting. Regulators in the UK and four other countries plan to fast-track the development of modified COVID-19 vaccines to ensure drug makers are able to move swiftly in targeting emergent variants of the disease. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. These days, Dr. Seuss books are more popular than ever.
Copies of the beloved children's author's most popular books were virtually flying out of Amazon and Barnes & Noble's warehouses, with his works making up 9 out of the top 10 bestsellers on both companies' lists. All this amid the controversy over a small selection of titles from Dr. Seuss that will no longer be sold because they were deemed to have insensitive and racist imagery. Meanwhile, used copies of the now out-of-print books were being priced by independent sellers on Amazon for hundreds of dollars. One listing was offering 4 of the books for $2,000. Patrick Frost reporting.
The national debt's somewhere around $22.8 trillion, but the Congressional Budget Office estimates persistent budget deficits will cause the debt to double in size over the next 30 years, and that's not including the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package passed by the Senate this afternoon. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available at Walmart. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done to create your best home ever. How can we help? What do you need? Where are you stuck? Give us a call. We'd love to chat. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's episode, are you ready for a new washing machine? Well, if you are, you're going to find out very quickly that there are dozens, I mean dozens of features now that are available. And it becomes a really confusing process to know what is the best feature set for you, because the more features, the more money you're going to pay. We're going to get into that and give you some really clear advice on what you should be looking for and what you might just want to skip.
And for 55 years, ShopVac has been helping Americans with cleanups that household vacs could never hope to handle. Now this iconic brand has a new owner and some very exciting plans for the future. We're going to hear from the new CEO.
And hey, guys, did you know that the average American receives a tax refund of about $2,800? We figured there's a lot of projects that you can get done with that kind of money. So what do? We're going to start a new series called the Tax Refund Project.
I love it. Now, this series is presented by Hart Tools, which you'll find exclusively at Walmart. And our first topic is kitchen renos. We're going to share five simple updates that can make a big impact and get done for less than the average tax refund.
But most importantly, we are here for you. We know that taking care of a home can be a combination of love, pride, and some heart-stopping fear. But we promise to help you plan, help you save some money, and spare you from snafus. So if you'd like to participate, you can do that by calling us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting them on MoneyPit.com. Because that's kind of where we're different. We really are experts in this space. We've been doing this a long time, and way before we decided to talk about it on the radio, and we love helping you. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Cindy in Michigan on the line who wants to talk about reducing energy costs. How can we help you?
Is there a way to lower your electric bills by generating your own electricity? I've heard of solar panels and windmills, and seems like they cost a lot of money to get them going. And I'm wondering, is it actually feasible financially to do something like that?
Yeah, well, first of all, the most effective way to cut those energy costs, and especially if we're talking about heating and cooling energy, is to improve the energy efficiency of your home. And the single most important way or easiest way to do that is by improving insulation. It's amazing how many people simply don't have enough insulation. In a state like Michigan, you're certainly going to want to have 15 to 20 inches of insulation in your attic. Now, as to your question about generating your own power, there are some programs that are run by state governments and by utility suppliers that include different sorts of rebates and different sorts of purchase, I don't want to say schemes, but sort of plans for getting that equipment to your house. So, for example, in my part of the country, they have offers where you don't actually pay for the initial installation. There, you partner with an energy company that does the installation of solar panels, and then as it generates energy, you get to keep some of that, and some of that goes back to the utility company, and eventually it pays off the cost of that installation. So I would investigate solar programs in your area and rebates that might be available. Start with the utility companies and go from there, because if there's a favorable program, that's the only way it makes them cost effective. You are correct in that a lot of these things are very expensive and don't make a lot of economic sense. But if there's rebate money available either locally at the state level or federally, it does make sense.
Okay, so you would just call your energy company then?
I would start there with your utility company or simply do some research online for rebates that are available in your area. Okay, Cindy?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Robert in North Carolina is on the line and is dealing with a dryer that, guess what, just is not drying. That's the worst. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a dryer. It's about 5 or 6 years old. And here lately, for about the past 6 or 8 months, it's taken sometimes 3 cycles to dry, like a medium to large size load of clothes.
Oh, that makes no sense.
Yeah, and the heating element was placed maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. We just don't know what's going on with it.
Do you get good airflow when the dryer runs where it's pushing warm air out the exhaust duct?
Yeah, I went up to the roof one time when it was running, and it was coming out of there fairly decent, and the air was warm.
You know, you just may have uncovered one problem. When you take a dryer vent and you push it up against gravity, and so it's driving all the way up to the roof from, I presume, the second floor, you know, dryers not really designed to do that. And I know that a lot of times folks install them that way, but trying to force that hot air to go up all of that distance to the roof can sometimes be problematic. Look, if your dryer's not heating properly, there's only a few things that could be causing that. One is the heating element. So let's presume that this is working correctly, although it certainly sounds like it's not. There could be multiple heating elements, and one could be burned out. This is the reason you feel some warm air. The next thing is the duct work. And you want to make sure that that's clean, not only the external ductwork, but even internally. Sometimes if you get something stuck in the internal ductwork in the dryer, that can block some of the airflow itself.
Okay.
And the other thing that can happen is sometimes it can overheat and then cycle. So if it's overheating, what will happen is it will get really hot, and then it will overheat, and the heating element will go off. And then it will cool down, and then it will come on again. It will get really hot, and it will go off. And that kind of cycling of a thermostat can be a problem as well. I mean, at this point, it sounds to me like you've done almost everything that you can do on your own. You might want to either replace it or get it serviced. How old is the dryer?
Probably no more than 6 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, 6 to 8 years is not a terribly short period of time for a dryer. So it you might want to think about replacing it or getting a pro to fix it, because I think it's probably one of those three things that's causing the issue.
Yeah. And another thing, it's got about between 20 and 25 feet of it has the corrugated duct. We were thinking about changing that to the smooth stovepipe kind of duct. Would that help also?
Where's this 20, 25 feet? You mean from the discharge port all the way up to the attic where it discharges?
Yes.
And that's a long way, and certainly a solid metal duct is going to be better. Can you go up into the attic and then go sort of across the attic floor and down towards a soffit and install a vent right there?
It's possible. It's just a single-story house, so I'm sure I could do that. But the laundry room is in the middle of the house.
I got to tell you, even if you had the venting perfectly, running this thing for three loads to dry one load of clothes sounds like it's something else and not necessarily totally venting.
Okay, yeah, we were thinking about just don't think it's worth it to call somebody out there to fix it. We found a fairly decent dryer. Yep. We know somebody that runs a child care center and uses the one we're thinking about getting, and they run it 5-6 times a day, and they've had theirs for 3 years.
I think that makes sense. I mean, unfortunately, these products today are almost disposable because the cost of repair is so high. I will give you one other suggestion. There's a website called RepairClinic.com that's pretty good at helping you identify problems with appliances and then selling you the parts you need to fix it. So you may want to take a look at that. They have a little tool there where you can put in your model number, and it'll walk you through the scenarios. And who knows, it might be a common problem with that particular model. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Hey, still to come, are you looking to shop for a good bargain on a new washing machine? Well, here's one piece of advice. Don't scrimp too much. We're going to tell you why spending more now is going to save you some money later next.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy the radio show, we think you might enjoy our podcast, too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Joyce in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have 9 windows, and we had someone caulk the windows where the window sills, because we live in Boston, and the cold air has been blowing in. I want to know how I can seal them up, because it didn't do one iota thing for the gentleman caulking the 9 windows.
Didn't do any good, huh? And he caulked them from the outside or from the inside?
From the inside, because this is an apartment building. We're on the 7th floor, and we have windows going on different angles. And so I'm trying to find out what is the easiest way to prevent the cold from blowing in, because it's unbearable.
Okay, since you're on the 7th floor, I presume that you don't use your windows. You would never use your windows for emergency egress. Do any of them go to a fire escape or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so there's 2 things that you can do here. One of which is you can use shrink film. It's a clear plastic wrap that you cut to fit the size of the window. Mm-hmm. You attach it with a clear double face tape that comes with it. And then you use your hair dryer to heat it, and it becomes very taut and clear so it doesn't obstruct the view.
What about weather stripping, like weather felt?
Well, that's all possible, but there's another option. And the reason I asked you if you needed to use your windows for egress is because I was going to recommend temporary weather stripping. Now, there's a caulk that's like a weather stripping sealant, but it's a temporary sealant. Okay, so the way this works is you essentially caulk your windows shut. You caulk all the seams in the window where they slide up and down with this clear temporary caulk. And then what happens is in the spring, you can actually grab the edge of this caulk and peel it right off. It comes off like a clear rubbery strip. It enables you to essentially seal your windows shut in the winter and then restore them in the spring.
Thank you very much, and I enjoy your program immensely.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, if you're in the market for a new washing machine today, you're going to be presented with dozens of possible features. And as more features are added to the machines, the price goes up. So,
cha-ching!
Yeah, so to help you narrow those options, Consumer Reports recommends that you choose high-performing washers that fit your budget and then consider features that add convenience or some that save time.
Yeah, now based on their tests, these 4 are making the most sense. First of all, automatic dispensers. I mean, this feature is designed to dispense detergent, bleach, fabric softener, whatever you like to use at the right time and the right amounts. And today, some of the washing machines can actually hold several months' worth of detergent, so that's a big time saver. Another is automatic temperature control. Rather than simply mixing hot and cold water in preset proportions, auto temperature control adjusts the water to the optimal temperature for whatever setting you've selected.
Now, the next one they recommend is the extra rinse cycle. I thought this was really interesting because all types of washing machines use a lot less water than they used to, and most new washers have an extra rinse cycle, and it can really help you if your skin is sensitive to detergent residue, because if you think
think about it, since you're using less water, you're not getting as much of a rinse, right? So this gives you the extra rinse, and it also helps wash away pet hair and other stubborn messes. And finally, stainless steel tubs, definitely a sign of durability. These can withstand the higher spin speeds much better than plastic, and they can take out more water, and they can actually cut your drying time. So there you have it, four things to think about if you're shopping for a new washing machine, thanks to the folks at Consumer Reports.
Barry in Tennessee needs some help with his jacuzzi. What can we do for you?
Well, what happened was the drain got stopped up. So I took some crystal Drano and poured it, and it got on the tub itself. And it burnt all the way around the drain. I mean, it's burnt plastic. So I was wondering, is there a way to get that back to looking new, or do I just have to replace the whole tub?
Well, unfortunately, you've chemically damaged the tub by using caustic drain cleaners. We really don't like caustic drain cleaners for reasons just like this. They don't really work very well to begin with, and what happens is you end up overusing them or spilling them, and I've seen them melt tubs and melt plastic before. You know, there's a new drain cleaning product on the market right now that I've just come across, and it's fantastic. It's called Drain FX. The website is DrainFX.com. And essentially what this is for under $20, you're purchasing what's in essence a pressure washer for your clogged drain lines. You hook this up to the sink faucet. It has a long tube that you can run hot water down. You drop this into the trap, and then you turn the water on, and it blasts the clogs away. It's under $20. Check it out at DrainFX.com. You should have one in your toolbox, because you never know when this is going to happen. And look, you could save yourself not only the hassle of a clogged pipe, but in your case, the hassle of potentially replacing a tub or learning to live with the ugly stains that have resulted. Do not use caustic drain cleaners on these surfaces. Take a look at Drain FX. It's a much better option. Barry, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks.
Angela in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I am purchasing a beautiful 1940s home. It's two stories.
This is... this is KCNR Radio, 1460. We'll be doing some repairs on the FM 96.5. Please stand by.
You know, are there products out there that you can purchase, like a, I don't know, like a roll down ladder or some kind of alarm or something? What do you guys know about that?
Sure. I mean, there's all sorts of things. In terms of egress, if you have just the staircase and you want another option, you could always get a ladder that it's like a chain ladder that hooks over the window, and you drops down the outside wall of your house. Problem with those, though, is that from a practical matter, in a fire, if you have black smoke filling the house, it's really hard to find that ladder and set it up.
Some of them are actually built into window box units that look like a decorative window box that you can attach to the exterior of your home, and it would be right outside of the window. But then again, that's not really ideal if it's a kid's room.
Right, right. Yeah, and it's just me and two kids, and we all have our own room, so...
So I would make sure that you have a good quality smoke alarm system. You know, if you can afford to use one that's centrally monitored, I think that's best, because now you know the system, the home is being monitored 24/7, and you could add carbon monoxide protection to that, and even flood protection to that, and temperature protection to that, all in the same system.
Is there some kind of system that, like, I don't want to have to hardwire it in the house, but is there like a system that maybe uses like Bluetooth or something that affects to talk to each other?
Yes. If you have hardwired smoke detectors now, so if you have a detector that's already wired, not battery powered, but hardwired, you could replace that with a Nest Protect. And the Nest is the brand. Protect is the detector. And the Nest Protect is a combination dual technology smoke detector. So it works for both with a photoelectric sensor and an ionization sensor, which basically means it will detect smoldering fires and flash fires, but it also protects you against carbon monoxide. Now, what I like about this system is if you also install it with the Nest thermostat, if either of those things were to happen, if you had a fire or you had a carbon monoxide alert, it will actually turn the thermostat off,
which is important because if it's carbon monoxide, the most likely source in the home is the furnace or the boiler, depending on what kind of system you have. And if you have a fire, you know, running that furnace during the fire helps to spread the smoke. You definitely can install it yourself. It's not difficult. Nest provides great instruction on how to do that. In fact, I just replaced, I have a centrally monitored system in my house, but I decided we also had sort of as a redundant system, two hardwired detectors, one on the first floor, one on the second floor. I've just replaced those with the Nest Protect, and I'm really happy with it. I think it's a really good system and just gives me some added peace of mind.
Okay, well, thank you so much. That's a great idea. I think that's the way I'm going to go.
All right, Angela, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime, 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair or home improvement question, decor question, whatever it is you are working on. We're going to help you out. Coming up, for 55 years, you've known the brand ShopVac and their ability to clean up all those big wet and dry messes. Well, they've got a new owner, and we're going to speak to that CEO about all the exciting things happening to ShopVac coming up. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, there's a rare level of notoriety for products whose brand names become synonymous with what they do. For example, you may ask for a Xerox copy or grab a Kleenex or use Scotch tape to make a repair. But for cleanup of big wet and dry messes around the house or the garage, the tool you turn to is a shop vac.
And for 55 years, shop vacs have been helping Americans with cleanups household vacs could never hope to handle. So with us to talk about the latest changes for shop vac and new innovations to come is Gary Duboff, shop vac's group president and CEO. Welcome, Gary.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're excellent. So shop vac is one of those products that really defines the action, right? I mean, when you have a big mess, you say, I need my shop vac. And the problem is that people call tools shop vacs that even are not shop vacs. That's why I wanted to make the point that this is the original shop vac, and you guys have been building them for 55 years, and now you got a lot of exciting changes happening. So tell us about it.
Yeah, we do. We actually took over the business on December 23rd, and it was purchased by a division of Great Star Tools USA and by the name of Hangzhou Equipment Holdings. And for those not familiar with Great Star, and I wouldn't expect a lot of people are, Great Star is really one of the largest manufacturers of hand tools in the world. They are the largest manufacturer in all of Asia, and they've invested quite heavily in the United States and with quite a few brands. But as of December 23rd, we purchased the assets of the former ShopVac Corporation, and we're reopening and hopefully we'll be bigger and better than ever.
So talk to us about some of the products that ShopVac is known for. I mean, obviously it's the vacuum, but what is the particular type of vacuum or size of vacuum or variety of vacuums that make that brand so popular?
Yeah, there are a number of different SKUs, but and a number of different models, but they vary anywhere from, you know, a small one that you can just keep in your car if you'd like to, that's, you know, a couple gallons, all the way up to really large vacuums that handle, you know, a lot of water and 16-gallon cans. And, again, there's everything in between. But ShopVac, to your point, is really, I mean, they were the pioneers in the heavy-duty vacuum system category. I mean, that, you know, and it's people that work in workshops and garages and factories, anywhere that you really had demanding applications. And unfortunately, in September of 2020, they closed their doors. But the good news is we're back, and we're going to be providing customers with what we think are very reliable and trusted products that we've been selling for more than 55 years.
Now, with this new acquisition, do you think that most of the products will be manufactured overseas, or are we looking at sort of a combination of U.S.-based and overseas-based?
We are really happy to say that the plant that we've always had in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, is open now. It will remain open. We produce a number of our vacs right there. Many of the large ones, actually. So from like 10 and 12 gallon on up are produced in Pennsylvania. They always have been, and they will continue to be produced there.
That's great.
We do have plants in China and Vietnam as well, and we will continue to make some products there. A lot of the smaller vats are made overseas, but it will be a hybrid, just like you mentioned, Leslie. We'll make product in both areas.
And as you mentioned, GreatStar is very well established in the tool business. Some of the brands that you may be familiar with are Arrow Fastener, for example, or Pony and Jorgensen Woodworking Clamps, and Goldblatt Concrete and Drywall and Masonry Tools, and even Prime Line Products, which makes security hardware. So this company has been expanding and doing well and making good quality products in the U.S. for a long time.
You know, GreatStar, they're a really tremendous company, but they've got a really strong track record of acquiring very well-known American legacy hardware and tool brands. And the brands that you just mentioned, you know, Pony Jorgensen, Goldblatt, Arrow Fastener, Prime Line Products, these are now all in the GreatStar portfolio, and we are really pleased that the brand ShopVac is now in our portfolio as well. We're very excited about it. We think it's something that we can bring a lot of innovation to the category, and a category that really needs to be innovated. Been a little bit stale for a while, but we're excited about the changes that can be made. And we're seeing from the customer perspective a huge need in the marketplace. I mean, there are not that many manufacturers of wet dry vac. And to see someone like ShopVac potentially, you know, go out of business, it was upsetting to us, and we think it's too iconic for that. We're thrilled that we can bring it back.
I mean, that's really great that you're able to keep these really well-known American brands that are so synonymous with fine tools and just helping all of these DIYers out there, to help them just retain their position and just find their way back. It's fantastic.
I saw the ShopVac being distributed in Walmart just last week. I was down the tool aisle. What other hardware and home center retailers are you going to be using for distribution?
We're going to be in all the major home centers, all the major big box retailers. One of the things that we do a really good job at is distribution. Our goal is to be able to offer the product wherever the consumer is ready to buy. So if it's online, we'll be online. If it's in a big box home improvement store, we'll be there. If it's in a hardware store, we'll be there as well. So we're excited about the distribution, and we're really excited about the brand itself. It's iconic, and we're thrilled that it's going to be here for a long, long time.
Well, we're excited for you, Gary. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. 55 years this brand has been around, and I'm sure it's going to be around for many, many more under your new leadership. Gary Duboff, the CEO of ShopVac, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Coming up, $2,800. That's the average tax refund that Americans received last year. Now, if you're planning to receive a refund in that range or even less, we're going to share 5 kitchen updates that fit well within that budget in today's Tax Refund Project, presented by Hart Tools, next. Live in a money pit.
Need a little break from the news of the day? Join us on the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast for tips, ideas, and inspiration to make your home the best it can be.
From our home to yours, we'll share easy DIY projects you can tackle without ever leaving your home. From simple kitchen and bath spruce-ups to creating comfortable outdoor rooms, painting, decor, and more.
Plus, we'll answer your questions and even provide tips on simple repairs. Subscribe to the Money Pit wherever you get your podcasts, or go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation, and the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of 5 $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one?
Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
Are you ready to take on a DIY project this spring, but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. Enter now at BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards for your next home renovation project.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you can listen when you want to the Money Pit when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, guys, did you know that over the last 3 years, the average tax refund was over $2,800? And for DIYers, that means some newfound money to take on projects that you may have been putting off.
Well, to help you make the best use of your hard-earned windfall, we've put together a series of projects that will add value to your home and get done without blowing your tax refund budget. Today's tax refund project is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
And today's project is kitchen renovation. Now, look, kitchen renos can easily cost tens of thousands of dollars, but they don't have to, and here's why. There are simple updates that make big impacts. So here's our top five. First, flip the floors. New flooring alone can totally change the look of a kitchen, and floors today are very easily installed. You know, between the traffic from family and pets and small spills and bigger floods, though, kitchens are a challenging environment. So there's a wide variety, though, of beautiful, affordable, and durable floors that are also 100% waterproof. So look for products like EVP or engineered vinyl plank, which looks like wood, installs easily, and is completely waterproof.
Next up, let's talk about the cabinets. Now, if your cabinets are in good shape, but maybe you don't just love their finish or something, you know, keep them. You can actually paint your kitchen cabinets. It's a great option. It's a good cost saver. In fact, solid color cabinets are more popular than ever right now. You just have to be sure that you select a high bond primer and a good quality paint. This way you're going to get professional results that will stick to that really highly used surface. Now, another big spot you can look at in the kitchen is the countertop. I mean, these really become the feature point of your entire kitchen design, and changing the countertop is a simple way to make a big change. Now, counter materials can vary as much in price as they do in style, but there are many that can be done within the budget of the average tax refund. You can choose between an inexpensive laminate or go for more costly options like granite, quartz, or another solid surfacing material. And if you've got a budget makeover, you can also resurface laminate tops with coatings that have been specifically designed to put a new finish on an old laminate top. And they're pretty easy to do, and they're very user-friendly. So lots of options to change this big surface in your kitchen space.
Now, whether you're changing the countertop or not, you could also easily just switch out the faucet. There are a wide variety of faucet styles in the neighborhood of just like maybe a couple hundred bucks that would allow you to amp up that kitchen style. Just look for kitchen faucets that have the EPA's Water Sense seal. That means they are going to use less water and not give up performance. And lastly, add some bling. I mean, bling always makes everything look better. And when we're talking about bling in the kitchen, we're talking about the kitchen cabinet hardware. It's the simplest of kitchen reno projects, but the small changes like new door handles, new drawer pulls, these can make a big impact in the overall look of the kitchen.
And that's today's tax refund tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com, where you'll also find a step-by-step plans for dozens of fun projects.
Hey, including one that'll look great in your newly renovated kitchen, the Bulletin Board Organizer, a beautiful way to help manage the mayhem of family life. Check it out at harttools.com.
Getty, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
Oh, hi. My uncle is struggling with a mouse problem.
Okay.
And he wants to get rid of them the old-fashioned way, but his wife doesn't want him to be harmed or killed or anything.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, so they're trying to figure out a way of, I don't know, catching them or, you know, keeping them out of the house, stuff like that.
So what I would suggest is that, first of all, you try to mouse-proof your house as much as possible. So by doing that, you need to seal all the gaps that may surround the exterior, most commonly like around where pipes and things come through the walls. Secondly, you want to avoid anything that creates a nesting site or areas where the mice can sort of dig into. Like, for example, a common one might be firewood piled close to the house and that sort of thing, high grass. So you want to try to make that as un-mouse friendly as possible. Next, you want to look at moisture sources and food sources that are inside the house. So, for example, I've seen folks develop mouse problems because they have pet food, the big heavy pet food bags, perhaps sitting on the garage floor where the mice decide they're going to cut their own door into the side of that bag and help themselves. So you want to make sure that any type of food source is off the ground, up on shelves, and in rodent-proof containers, metal containers.
Okay.
You could also put in, she doesn't want to kill them. So pretty much any other way to get rid of these things is going to kill them. I mean, you could use bait stations where does she just not want to kill them or she just want them to die in the house? Because it's a fine point. You know, if you use a bait station, they usually take the bait and go outside while that stuff goes to work. I can understand her perhaps not wanting to use mouse traps because that can get kind of messy and gross. But, I would suggest you try to make your home as rodent resistant as possible. We've got a great article on how to do that. It's called Beating the Rat Race. It's on MoneyPit.com. But I do think that if you really want a permanent solution, you're going to end up having to use some rodenticides as well.
Okay. I think that meets her idea. She's wanting to catch them all and take them down the road somewhere.
Oh, geez.
You're not going to catch them. They're pretty fast.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
We'd love to hear what you are working on, so give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT 24/7 and, ask us anything about your home repair, your home improvement question, design, decor, whatever it is, we're happy to lend a hand. Coming up, do you have a boring bathroom but no bucks to spruce it up? Well, there's a lot that you can do on the cheap with paint. We're going to share simple solutions for picking colors, stenciling, and more when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how
you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. Libby has reached out to us at facebook.com/themoneypit.
That's right. Libby says, when I flush my toilet, a very loud sound is heard coming from the vanity and sometimes the shower drain. Several plumbers have advised to break the wall and access the pipe. There's got to be an easier way.
I think plumbers always start with the most destructive method first.
First, we're going to break down this wall. You have no access panel. We're going in.
If you've got gurgling sound, that is because you've got some sort of obstruction in the plumbing system. And there's a couple of ways to deal with that without having to break down walls. First of all, if it's a pipe that you can't access, you can always access your drain pipes from the roof. Well, not you. A professional would go up on your roof and run it down to clear the drain pipe. And if there's a question as to where the clog is, you can also run a camera down there. They're really small these days. They will pinpoint exactly what's there, and they'll know exactly how to get to it, hopefully without destroying any walls in the process.
And Libby, next time, if say they do have to break open that bathroom wall or some wall, make sure they put an access panel in. So if something ever happens again, they're just removing a little bit of the wall that's made to purposely be removed. So keep that in mind.
Well, do you have a boring bathroom but not so many bucks to spruce it up? There's actually quite a bit that you can do inexpensively and easily with paint. Leslie's got the how-to in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, paint has got to be your favorite DIY product because there's so much you can do.
For sure, and I love refreshing a space with a new paint color. It's a lot of fun, it's inexpensive, and it's easy to do, and you can definitely do it yourself. And truly, there is no less of an expensive way that you can transform a bathroom space, really any space. So let's talk about paint. Here's some ideas that'll help you get started. Now, you can stencil the ceiling. And you're like, what? Ceiling? Stencil the ceiling? Yes, it's a space that a lot of people often just say, okay, go in ceiling white, da-da-da, there's my white ceiling. But you can pick a contrasting color or something that's a slightly different shade and sort of a more ecru or a warmer shade of white that's sort of just off one bit. And you can stencil on a pattern there that suddenly becomes this beautiful focal point. You can also paint your ceiling a different color, guys. You can go the same color as the wall. You can go a beautiful blush that's really lovely for when you're putting on makeup. So don't just stop at white. You can do awesome stuff with the ceiling. Now, you can create some really fun vibes or drama, whatever it might be, by picking a bold color for those walls. And you can think about colors that are really hyper-saturated, sort of deep blues, super-saturated grays, terracotta tones, turquoise, whatever color you like, just go for that super-saturated tone of it without being too dark, if that makes sense. Just take a look at those cards. Now, if you've got a little imagination and a paintbrush, you could paint a mural. I mean, it could be simple. It could be ornate. It could be whatever you want it to be and whatever your skill set will allow. It could even just be a taped out pattern. Whatever it is, whatever your comfort level is, you can create a great focal wall in your bath space with your own creative talents. And when it comes to a vanity, you can replace it. You can do different things, but keep what you've got and maybe give it a makeover, paint it, new hardware, all kinds of things that you can do to make your vanity that you've got become a whole different character in the space. Just make sure you use super durable paint, oil-based if you can get it, really works best in those moist bathroom environments, high humidity, it's easier to clean. You know, you've got to have a lot of good ventilation in the space if you're working with an oil-based paint. They're not available everywhere, but they're definitely the right tool for the job. So grab some paint. Take some time, put on your paint clothes, and have a great time changing that bathroom.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to look ahead to spring projects because it's almost here, finally. And the project we have in mind is privacy. We're talking about your backyard. If you enjoy hanging out there, but you'd like a little more of that privacy, we're going to share some landscaping tips to create a private backyard hideaway on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.